This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Say it ain't so. That doggone Donald Trump is gone and done it again. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. What's Donald Trump done? 844-551-8255. What has that rapscallion done to this country? Mr. Make America Great Again. Mr. Put America First. Do you want to know? He's raised your income. The nerve of him. I'm so glad you guys are here. I don't know whether that means you're gainfully employed. I doubt that you're unemployed. Not at this time of the year. I mean, things are going so great. You know what I really want to know from you? I want to know from my audience. Are you doing better now? And I don't want it in that, yeah, I'm doing better than I was under Obama. I'm saying, are you significantly doing better? Can you say to me, yes, Kevin, I am making much more money. I've been able to save some money. I've been able to take my first vacation in, 10 years. I started my company. I want to know your story. What's your story? I mean, I can tell you from a personal perspective, the feeling that I have, and, you know, I've been running my same business for quite some time. So I've gone through the Obama era, and I'm in the Trump era, and I don't sell a product per se. So it's tough for me to say, but I'll tell you this, the outlook is good. We're speaking more. I get more speaking engagements. I see more activity, I guess is the best way to put it. I see more activity. You know, we don't sell a ton of books. I don't even really talk about my book, Race Pimping. Go to get it at racepimping.com. But I haven't talked much about it, so I can't tell you, oh my goodness, under Trump, the book sales have gone through the roof. I should be able to say that. Shame on you people. But I won't burden you with it, okay? I'm not going to blame you. Most of you should already have my book anyway. If you don't, well, you're a racist. What can I say? But I really want to know, all kidding aside, I want to know, are you doing better? Are your friends doing better, your family? Are people that you were like, man, my uncle, my cousin just couldn't get a job. Oh, it was horrible, you know, whatever. If that's the case, let me know. 844-551-8255, because all I can tell you is this man we've got at the helm, he's a crazy man. Donald Trump, Donald J. Trump, he's crazy. That's the way we would say it. If I was hanging around, we were playing dominoes and drinking some brewskis around, you know, with my kinfolk. He said, boy, he crazy. Over here, creating all these jobs, giving people opportunity, giving them hope. Giving them hope. Raising the salaries and stuff, getting vacation, getting them off of unemployment, you know, getting them off of Obamacare, getting good insurance, getting, you know, that, what do you call it, the Cadillac plan, getting the Cadillac plan. It would be my uncle explaining Trump to me. Yeah, he crazy. Shoot, man, make people get back to work, get off welfare. You know, what they work for, was making like $23 an hour, making a lot of money. I mean, it's a lot of money. I ain't gonna lie and tell you it ain't a lot of money, but I mean, he's putting people to work. Putting black people to work. What's black unemployment now? It's lower than ever before. Ain't it? See, that's crazy. Man, crazy. Man, lose his mind. That's what I'm saying. I got family members that would say stuff like that. He'd be like, hey, man, you know, Eric and his wife, they took their first trip to Europe this year. Man, look at them. Running away. Trump got black folks going to Europe. Looking for a new place to live, probably. No. I talked to Eric. He said, shoot, it was the first time he could afford to take a vacation. Oh, look at it. Probably saved all that money up during Obama time. See? Yeah. I mean, I'm just... What? What you looking at me for? You've never met my uncle like that. Don't look at me. Yeah, but I have kin folks that are like that. I do. Compensation for workers rose to nearly a 10-year high in the second quarter as inflation pressures continue to percolate in the U.S. economy. A percolate. My grandparents had a percolator. They didn't have a coffee pot. Had a percolator. You know, and it was a contraption because it had a little rod that stuck up, and you had to stick the little thing, the little filter in the middle of it, and you put your coffee grounds in there, and you put it on, and you plug it in, and then it would just start to plop, 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 plop. And you could watch the water dance up in the top of the lid. Yeah, it was a percolator. You had to be relatively old to know what a percolator is. Anyway, this is the employment cost index increased 0.6%. for civilian workers in the third month period ending in June, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics released Tuesday. That brought the 12-month rate up to 2.8%, the employment cost index, the highest level since 2.9% in the third quarter of 2008 amid the financial crisis and the Great Recession. The employment cost index increased 0.6%. Well, employment costs, like the cost to hire, I don't even know what that is. Do you know? You wouldn't know. I mean, I'm not saying you're dumb. I'm just saying you wouldn't know because, you know, you make so much money over here, you don't have to worry about stuff like that. Significant wage gains have been a missing part of the economic recovery, with average hourly increases, earnings increases, barely keeping pace with inflation. Yeah, nice little backhanded stab at Donald Trump. Come on. Anyway, it says the employment cost index has been on a steady rise over the past year. The index had to struggle to stay above 2% for most of the period following the recession, as the Federal Reserve kept interest rates low and inflation stayed well below historical norms. In other words, they manipulated inflation and interest rates. They did that because can you imagine if interest rates had ticked up during the time of Obama, man? They would have run that dude out on a rail because certainly your salaries weren't going up. It says, however, the index has been climbing steadily from the 2.2% level just prior to President Trump taking office. With the labor force market tightening, stronger wage pressures should continue to feed into the higher inflation over the rest of the year, said Andrew Hunter, a U.S. economist at Capital Economics. I think what they're telling us is this is good news. We're squeezing labor. You will be able to move around because there will be less labor. We're going to have to figure something out. And it means, guess what, black folks, the highest unemployed people on the planet, you get to go get real jobs. How about you get them? You keep them, you start taking care of your families, your children, etc. I'm talking about the deadbeats. I'm not talking about everybody. How cool is that? Let's see what the Democrats do to try to explain how in the best economic recovery we've had in a year and a half under Donald Trump, 10-year high for workers, they're going to find something. 10-year high for compensation, they're going to find something bad.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
In Connecticut, some students are fighting to change a policy that allows transgender athletes to compete as the gender they identify with. Petitions are circulating in Plainville and Glastonbury after two trans girls swept the competition at the state track and field championships. Some parents feel the girls had an unfair advantage biologically. The Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference says the policy to allow them to compete on the girls' track team directly aligns with state law.
Do you have certain people that believe that, you know, men are stronger and faster? Some females will feel a particular type of way about it.
I think she should be able to run in a race because she can use the ladies' room. She can wear skirts. Why not run and play sports and stay active?
Sophomore Andrea Yearwood says she's been extremely grateful for the opportunity to run track for her high school and be treated as the person she has always identified as.
That's leftism spiraling in on itself, folks. We just talked about a UK doctor who was fired because he wouldn't use the pronoun that somebody wanted him to use, you know, male versus female. And it wasn't even that a patient did it. They said it was the people around him, that the this air of I don't know, fear, that he said, the climate of fear, I think is the word he used. He says where other people are telling on you. Like if you said, hey, you know, how can I help you, sir? Oh, you know, it isn't even the person who's offended, like the transsexual, which doesn't exist, by the way, who's a woman who's offended by being called a sir. It's somebody that overheard it. It's this very communist, you know, tell on the person that won't give the Heil Hitler, right? It's very Orwellian. And so he gets fired over this, and he says, look, I'm going to talk to people about their anatomical gender because I'm a doctor, and it's going to relate. If I say to a transgender woman, hey, listen, you may want to get your prostate checked, it doesn't really apply. Or a transgender dude, hey, listen, you're at high risk for breast cancer since you're over 50 and you smoke. No. It makes sense. Can he be truthful to you about your freaking anatomy? But this is how far it's come. Now transgender people can pick what prison they want to go to. They can pick what athletic events they want to go to. How many transgender women do you think want to compete with men? How many? How many of them are successful? At best, if you're a transgender woman, you're going to be a mediocre man, physically, at best. Where's the competition? But how many transgender dudes go, I'm going to go beat these girls on the track. I'm going to whoop these girls in the boxing ring, in the martial arts ring, wherever. How many of them are there? Lots of them. Look, if the feminists don't get that we're trying to help them, how can you help? I mean, I get up every morning. Everything that I do, by default, helps the left. Including this specious little silly argument about can you become a woman or become a man. It's so silly. But you know what? They want to make a deal.
Oh, Kevin, you're talking about there's no such thing as a transsexual.
That's what I'm talking about. There is no such thing. You want to know how crazy it's gotten? Planet Fitness banned a woman for refusing to share a locker room with a transgender man. Now, as one of my Twitter friends said, let's wrap our heads around this little dilemma. A woman who has an issue with a man being in the women's locker room, but she's the one that's got the problem. She's the one. It isn't their idea, just so we're clear. The left says she's not being tolerant. And she's going, no, that's a dude. I know anatomy. That's a dude. This is a women's locker room. You brought me here. You told me I would be protected. Planet Fitness says, we don't have any mirrors, so you don't have to feel bad about how fat you are while you're working out. That's their advertising campaign is, we're the ordinary Joe or the ordinary Jane. Come on in here and get your workout on and don't worry about stuff. You're good to go. We protect your ego. We protect you. Oh, but we're not going to protect you from transsexuals. If one's in your locker room, deal with it. A dude who wants to become a... Look, I don't know what stage. You know what's funny about all this sexuality stuff? I mean, outside of the nonsense of it. What stage is this for? Has a transsexual made the transition? There have been many people that, and look, I don't know how many, but we know that there have been transsexuals who have molested children in bathrooms, gone into the women's bathroom and molested children under the guise that I'm a woman, it's safe, come on in. I'll put it to you this way, don't you feel safer? Don't you feel like your child is safer amongst women? I know this is a bias, but it's a bias in favor of women. If you said to me, Kevin, would you rather a woman babysit your sons or a man? Instantaneously, a woman. They're going to be more nurturing, more caring. I mean, I could give you all kinds of platitudes as to why I think a woman would babysit my kids. Think about it. This is a precious thing you have, your children, even amongst with the idea of protection. Where a man could offer much better protection, theoretically. I mean, I'm a man's man. I'm an alpha male. You said, Kevin, would you rather you babysit your kids or a caring woman that feels identically about your kids, you know, mother, for that, for sake of discussion, I'd say their mom. If you said one of my relatives that cares about my kids that's a female, I would say my relative over myself. And I'm the one who can protect them the most. But you want to know why? Because they're going to be so much more caring and nurturing. You know, they, if you don't lose a limb, man, I'm not going to quit watching. I'm not going to quit doing what I'm doing. You know, they're in there yelling and crying and beating each other up. I'm like, dude, that's what kids do. My sister would be like, what's going on in here? And she'd come in, hold on, what did you do? What did you say? What about you? Hold on, I don't want to hear both of you talk. I want to hear you say it. Now I want to hear you. Now can we work this out? I mean, it would be a negotiation, and they would sit down and they would learn. They would get a lesson. Shoot. Not from me. Next one in there cries, everybody getting a whooping. You know, that's mine. All right, you know, I mean, it's all for one, one for all. Military, you know, like we're going to buds training. You're gonna be a Navy SEAL when you get home. After this hour, your parents are never gonna want. I mean, I'm just. I've babysat many of my family's children, and I've done a great job. But it isn't like, you know, my female family members. It's a different thing. So, this woman has an issue, and it's Armageddon. This is the crazy world we live in, folks. We can't even have a discussion around this stuff, because if you do, you're, in her case, she's either homophobic or, I don't know, what, transphobic, who knows. But this is where we've come to, where we can't even talk about these things openly and honestly. We'll be back.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Firefighters are continuing to battle fires in Northern California, and just 1 month into the budget year, California has already spent more than one quarter of its annual fire budget. Yesterday, Governor Jerry Brown says this may be the new norm.
Fires are now a more part of our ordinary experience. The predictions that things would get drier and hotter are occurring.
Family members hoping missing Iowa College student Molly Tibbetts returns home announced today that the reward for information leading to her whereabouts has risen to $172,000. The announcement was made at a press conference earlier, and Molly's father also spoke.
The family's holding up just fine. We're setting our personal feelings aside. This is a fight for our daughter. And so we have all the tools that we can use, and I want to thank the media for coming here and helping us to share this story.
This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. Geico waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the Geico legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you heard a story about lesbians getting pregnant? Say it ain't so. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Lesbians getting pregnant. That's right. This was in LifeSite News. Statistics show that women who identify as lesbian become pregnant at a much higher rate than straight women, and homosexual men are impregnating women at a significantly greater percentage than heterosexual men. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. 844-551-8255. Hey, if you happen to be a homosexual, an LGBT lady or man, and this is in LifeSite News, and I'm going to give you the stats. I don't want you thinking I'm making this stuff up. But I find it pretty funny that women who are supposed to be only into women are becoming pregnant at a much higher rate than normal chicks, right? And men who are supposed to be into men are fathering more babies. I would say we have a gender problem, you know, LGBT problem. And it's scary to me, you know, given all the other stuff that's floating around out there. But look, I really want somebody from the L community, the lesbian community, to explain this to me. Lesbians are supposed to be like, well, first of all, if you're with a woman, she cannot get you pregnant. Now, I don't want to get off in the lesbian's business here. But here's what I will tell you. If you are in a lesbian relationship, and your significant other comes up pregnant, you might want to question it. I'm just saying. You know, if you're in a heterosexual relationship and, you know, like your guy is messing around, I mean, there's some ways to tell, obviously, you can get an STD or something like that, but he's not going to come up pregnant. The mom, you know, the woman, she would have to be concerned. But so I would say this, guys, you kind of have an advantage here. By the way, let's go with the two guys here. Let's hit that one too. If you're in a male-male relationship, gay relationship, and your significant other comes home and tells you that you're pregnant, you guys are having a baby, you might want to question what he's been up to. I'm just saying. And here's the worst part about all of this. We have to figure it out, right? It isn't, if a guy says, hey, yeah, we're having a baby, you think, oh, well, congratulations to your wife. You know, when is she due? You know, there's a series of questions, thought patterns that we go down, and you've been trained, you know, whether it's, you know, your sister, your mom, somebody's having a baby. You've been trained how to ask that question because you know how relationships theoretically work. You can't do that here. You can't do it with the LGBT community and the Q. Oh, you don't know what to say. We're having a baby. Could you give me more detail? Yeah, our German Shepherd's about to deliver. Could you give me more detail? Because you never know what they're into. Right? If you say your German Shepherd's about to deliver to normal people, you go, oh, wow. You know, that you stud the guy out, or, you know, the female dog out. What, you know, what'd you do? Is it just she got pregnant on, you know, there's lots of questions about the ancestry of the puppies that you could ask. When you're dealing with leftists, just don't ask. Okay? Don't ask. Leave it alone. They say the pregnancy rates are verified by studies in several nations. This is not just the United States. Several nations. All showing that homosexual pregnancy rates are 2 to 7 times higher than heterosexual pregnancy rates. And pro-homosexual organizations acknowledge that unintended pregnancy is huge in the LGBT youth world. What? LGBT youth? And they're having many, many, many more pregnancies than normal kids. I'm going to go out on a limb here. No, you're not going to stop me. No, you're not going to stop. I'm going out on the limb. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say this. I think youth like to have sex. And I think that any excuse to do it is a good thing for them. And I think that when you go, oh, I'm gay, and then some girl goes, you ain't gay. And she goes, I'll prove you're not gay. And you go, you prove it. And then she says, okay, let's get together. And then the boy gets together with the girl, which is what he wanted in the first place, and has sex with her, and bada bing, bada boom, there's a baby. But no, she was a lesbian and he was gay. Right? I mean, if it's happening in the youth, don't you think, I'm just curious here, I'm just spitballing with the audience on the Kevin Jackson Show, but maybe they don't really know what their sexuality is, because if you're supposed to be gay, boy liking boy, and if you're supposed to be a lesbian, sorry to go all of in on you, but if it's girl liking girl, huh, somebody explain to me, how are the two getting together? Where's the intersection point? Because adult lesbians will kill you. One time, my brother was working at Xerox, my older brother, and he did, you know, he's a middle management guy at the time, and he's going through the ranks, and one day, one of the girls on his team was a very pretty lesbian lady. We learned later that she was a lesbian. He knew, but, you know, he didn't go around talking about it, but she was on his team. He said one time, he goes, yeah, Kev, he goes, one time, I was talking to her girlfriend showed up to the job, and he goes, we were talking because I was giving out assignments or whatever. He says, the girl came up to me and said something along the lines of, I don't like the way you're talking to my girl, and I'll hurt you. He was like, what? Yeah, what are you talking about? And my brother's no chump, so he was like, hey, look, your girl works for me. I'll talk to her anytime I want. I'm not in the middle of your relationship, and she can tell you that. He left it at that because he, you know, could have gotten ugly. But when you get into being adult, lesbians are territorial. But apparently as Karens, no, lesbians are like, you know, I don't know if I'm quite lesbian or whatever. If in that case, theoretically, they're bisexual, right? Why are you saying they're lesbian? Additionally, they say this, both male and female homosexuals are significantly more sexually active than heterosexuals. Which takes me back to the very thing I was telling you to begin with. It's kind of the end thing to do. Hey, in fact, I have a story. I told this story years ago. I don't think we've told it in a while, but there was a school in Plano, Texas. I used to live there. And all these kids were like, suddenly, you know, everybody was gay. Gay. Oh, I'm gay. Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm gay. Girls like, yeah, I'm gay. Everybody was gay. I mean, gay is like a small percentage of anywhere you go. But no, suddenly everybody was gay. And then they started talking about AIDS and, you know, and stuff like that. And next thing you know, suddenly there weren't very many gay people. All of a sudden, No, I'm not. You know, no, I never said I was gay. I'm straight. I'm straight. Totally straight. No, totally straight. That's all it took. It was the cool thing to be at one point. Or androgynous. You don't know. And, you know, I'm ambiguous to you. What do you think? And I'm telling you, look, that's the freak crowd. You know, oh man, oh, I can't wait to get with Kevin because I can't tell what he really is. You know, it's kind of cool. And if I want, you know, I mean, I would never experiment with guys, but I'm saying if you want some girl to go like, he's so exotic, I just want, you know, that's what happens. That's what happens. So then when they go on to say this, the Federalist Glenn T. Stanton noted that with pregnancy rates among homosexuals as much as even 7 times greater than heterosexuals, that's a great deal of pregnancy possible sex going on among teens and adults who are supposedly born that way to want non-pregnancy possible sex. That's what they call it, non-pregnancy possible sex. Sand continued, we must ask what's going on in the emotional lives of these individuals that has them behaving in such a hyper-sexualized manner. That is exactly what I was thinking. Hypersexualization usually indicates a problem. What emptiness are you seeking to fill? Their own dignity and well-being demands an honest investigation free of ideological assumptions. Get in there and start communicating with them. Now, drug and alcohol abuse before and during sex rampant among the LGBTQI youth. I don't even know what the I is. Homosexual activists blame the promiscuity pregnancy stats on outside influences, get this, such as social rejection, peer pressure, non-accepting home environment. Others point to insufficient sex ed for gay youth. So now they want to give Planned Parenthood money, $18 million to reduce pregnancies and STDs among homosexual youth in 9 states. That's their answer. Wow, man, this is just... Every time I look at some new article, I just scratch my head about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Oh, man, they always got to remake our heroes. Our hero, what do they call it? Heroines and heroes. Is that, it's a heroine, right? You have to be careful when you say that because drug addicts around you will perk up. I'm talking about heroes. People that you admire. And sad to say, it's no longer, you know, politicians you can admire. It, sometimes in many families, it's no longer mom or dad. Yeah. I can tell you this. I so admire my grandmother and my grandfather. Were they the perfect parents? No. But I admire them for trying to figure it out in these crazy ways and not knowing what to do. You know, it's funny. I look at things that I've done with my kids that my grandparents who raised me, my parents, didn't know what to do with me but did the best they could. And I look at these guys and I think to myself, wow, you know, what they didn't know. Parenting is just, it should be, people need to learn how to parent. It isn't just a natural thing the way some people believe. But anyway, heroes. and the changing idea of what a hero is and what people are doing with the, and I'm talking about it in the sense of the Supermans and the Wonder Womans and the Batmans, and you know, our imaginations were stoked on these people that had these mystical abilities, or in the case of Batman, could create these things that really made him supernatural in a sense. And I'm watching this evolution, this so-called progressive movement around all these different characters where they're making, you know, Superman is, turns out, is bisexual, or, and, who was it? One of the guys, like the Green Lantern, was gay. Oh, you knew that. There was one of them, right? The Green Goblin, the Green Lantern, one of them's gay, the Green Hornet. And I don't know why you would keep that information in your head, but okay. Producers keep all kinds of crazy stuff. They're remaking these people in the image of the LGBT movement, or some idea that you can't just let Batman or Superman just be a dude, you know, just be a guy that dated Lois Lane. No, Superman has to go both ways. What for? And this is what's selling in Hollywood, and this is what people are telling us is becoming the norm. And it's not becoming the norm, it's being made the norm, because leftists like to test your sensibilities, and they also like to get the next generation of crazies ready. I've contended many times that the pervasiveness, if you will, of homosexuality is, even though I believe there are some people that are born gay, in other words, this dysmorphia of I'm a man trapped in a woman's body, etc. But I believe the overwhelming number of gay people, it comes from environment, products of a lot of different traumas in their lives, things like that. And now suddenly we've got to buy into this notion. And the thing about it is, I don't want to think about people's sexuality, but we're forced to think about it all the time. We'll just go ahead and take this Batman case, Batwoman rather. They're coming out with this Batwoman TV series. I don't know if you guys saw this. And Batwoman is a lesbian. Now, I don't know what this has to do with the plot line. Why can't Batwoman want to be with Batman, you know? Or why can't Batwoman just have a dude? But they've got to make this point. And immediately, I say to myself, I don't want to watch it. And I don't want to watch it because Batwoman is a lesbian. I don't want to watch it because it's a contrived thing. If the person wrote Batwoman back in the day as a lesbian, so be it. It wouldn't bother me necessarily. But to change the perception of what we see Batwoman as tells me you have an agenda. I'm sure there are amazing stories of love and angst. In fact, if you watch the movie, and I'm not even saying, this was probably written in for all I know, but it was a guy who broke the Enigma code. Can't remember the name of it. It was played by Cumberbatch. If you know who that guy is, he played Sherlock Holmes. He plays the guy, the scientist who invents the computer and breaks the Enigma code. Okay. So he, in the movie, they allude to his gayness, and that the fact that he had an affinity towards a little boy, another boy in school who eventually died. But they never showed them together, nor did they show Cumberbatch in any type of compromising gay scenes. But they talked about he was soliciting a male prostitute at some point, or maybe he was caught in the company of a man at some point, and that it was a taint on his record in working for the British Secret Service. But it's innuendo for the most part, except for when they go, well, here's what we've learned about you, kind of a thing. But now, with Hollywood, they want it in your face. Look, I'm sure this guy, he obviously was a brilliant guy in getting the Enigma machine decoded, and he invented what essentially is one of the first computers. Maybe some people say he's the father of computers. I thought it was von Neumann, but okay, whatever. But the story doesn't, whether he's gay or not, doesn't detract or, you know, it's not a plus or a minus in the story. Now, I will say in this story that I'm talking about, he marries a brilliant mathematician woman, and has to admit to her that he prefers men. And it does impede his career, so you can understand why they put that in there, because that's how they the British police tracked him down. They put, you know, put the squeeze on him and all kinds of stuff. So it fits. But making Batwoman a lesbian? And here's what they say. The network is teaming with DC's small screen universe mastermind Greg Berlanti to develop Batwoman as a TV series. The character of Batwoman will be officially introduced in December as part of the CW's annual DC series crossover event. The Batwoman revolves around Kate Kane, who, armed with a passion for social justice and what's this word? And flair for speaking her mind, soars onto the streets of Gotham as Batwoman, an out lesbian and highly trained street fighter. It's funny because you see these films where they have to have this woman who's an amazing fighter. I watch a lot of these DC and Marvel comics, and they have to have and for the record, I don't care that you have a woman as an amazing fighter as a protagonist, but it seems like it's when you watch them, it's so forced. It isn't like it's a natural thing. It's forced in, and that's what I can't stand. Why can't you guys just do something that feels natural? I've trained with many of the best martial artists in the world who are females, and you don't have to force it. Show them going down the street, blah, 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 this happens, pow, 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 and get people that can actually do it. They had Jennifer Garner, who, you know, she's a pretty lady, Ben Affleck's, wife, former wife, whatever, and she's horrible. Get a stand-in who can actually do martial arts and not let Jennifer Garner throw, I mean, admittedly, my guys are looking at me like I'm crazy. Look, admittedly, I'm a prude when it comes to the martial arts, being a good martial artist. But you don't even have to be a good martial artist to go, that kick would never hurt anybody. You see the things coming. If you're going to make these women into superheroes, why don't you go find some real superheroes? There are women out there who are amazing. And I know there's stunt women in Hollywood that could do it, or grab somebody, go, hey, we need a really good, you know, martial artist, or get Arlene Lemus or Linda Denley or many others. They can come in there and throw kicks and make you go, that'll hurt. That would certainly make a man grab his naughty bits right there, but they don't. And this contrived thing is what gets me. It's the idea that, you know, it's not even, the movies don't have any appeal to me for that. Now, look, this guy, Greg Berlanti, is a superstar. The guy's getting paid a gazillion dollars now. They see him as this, I don't see it as that big of a deal, because all he's doing is taking old stories and redoing them. But he's making a fortune. Do you think that the franchise of Batwoman really needs to make her, quote, an outed lesbian? Oh, man. And I don't know who Kate Kane is. Is she a good martial artist, or do they got stand-ins or whatever? But it's so forced on you that I think that's what we've sickened on with Hollywood as conservatives. We're saying, look, guys, we get the stories. Tell good stories. If it turns out that in the context of that story, like it was with this Enigma dude, the dude who invented this thing, if it turns out in the context of the story that you need to weave in that the guy was gay, okay. I got it. It's still an entertaining film. And you understand why he got his back up against the wall. You understand why that he had to keep up appearances by marrying his in this case, it was Keira Knightley or something. I don't know. The skinny little British chick. But you understand he had to keep up appearances. It went with the storyline. But when you force it, it doesn't do you any good, Hollywood. We get it. We're on to you. Same way we were on to these stupid politicians. That's why Hillary lost.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.